The review article, entitled Towards an Understanding of Physical Activity-Induced Post-Exertional Malaise, Insights into Microvascular Alterations and Immunometabolic Interactions in Post-COVID Condition and Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, was authored by Hahnhorst and Dudziak et al. From the Friedrich Schiller University Jena in Germany. It was published in the Infection Journal on the 6th of September 2024. Post-COVID condition and ME/CFS have similar symptoms, with post-exertional malaise being a key feature. This review explores the possible underlying mechanisms of post-exertional malaise in these two conditions. Both post-COVID condition and ME/CFS patients show metabolic abnormalities, including reduced aerobic capacity and a shift from oxidative metabolism to anaerobic glycolysis, resulting in lactate accumulation and reduced adenosine triphosphate production. Elevated lactate levels in ME/CFS patients are strongly associated with more severe post-exertional malaise episodes, highlighting the role of metabolic disruption. Mitochondrial dysfunction is also critical, evidenced by reduced breakdown of fatty acids and decreased mitochondrial enzyme activity during exertion. Oxygen deprivation from these metabolic shifts triggers reactive oxygen species production and vasodilatory mediators, exacerbating oxidative stress, immune activation, and mitochondrial damage, creating a vicious cycle of declining energy production. In addition, microcirculatory dysfunction, including endothelial damage and impaired nitric oxide production, worsens oxygen delivery to tissues, contributing to exercise intolerance. Persistent endothelial dysfunction is indicated by abnormal flow-mediated dilation and elevated endothelial cell levels. Immunological dysregulation is significant, with chronic inflammation, reactivation of latent viruses like Epstein-Barr, and persistent viral antigens driving ongoing immune responses. Current treatments for post-COVID condition and ME/CFS focus on symptom management, with pacing recommended to prevent overexertion. Emerging therapies targeting microcirculation such as vasodilators and addressing immunometabolic dysfunctions are being explored. The authors noted that no single cause of the disease has been conclusively identified, suggesting that the observed pathophysiological features may not always coexist. The authors recommend that future research explore connections between these mechanisms, particularly immunometabolic signatures linked to post-exertional malaise. Investigating these links further could inform better activity management strategies for the post-COVID condition and ME/CFS, helping to reduce the risk of triggering post-exertional malaise.